From NPR News, it's Day to Day. We go now to the Democratic Republic of Congo, where there's some good news today. Tutsi rebels say they'll withdraw from two fronts to make way for humanitarian aid.
New York Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman is in Congo in the Goma area, and he joins us now by phone. And in Goma, what are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing a sense of strangeness begin to fall across this area. There's a lot of zones that are neither government-controlled nor rebel-controlled. And you see the people suffering and the sense of desperation beginning to come up. For example, I went today to a place called Kibumba, which is on the edge of rebel territory. And the people in Kibumba have said that there's been absolutely no trade for the last couple weeks. And they survived by setting up a market alongside the road and selling vegetables like cabbages and carrots and onions. You know, this is one of the most fertile parts of Africa, and there's a ton of fresh food around, but there's nobody to sell it to. So when I was there, there was a couple trucks that stopped, and everybody in the village went running out into the road, and they were clawing at the side of the trucks trying to sell their things. And there were a few rebels around, and it was kind of strange because some of them had guns, one guy had a spear. And meanwhile, there was a government checkpoint a few miles down the road, and there were a bunch of government soldiers sitting on this huge heap of garbage and reading books. So it's all getting kind of weird here.
Well, where is the UN? I understand that the peacekeeping force, the size of it is pretty large, some 6,000 troops just around Goma.
It is relatively large, but this is an enormous area. The terrain is very difficult, and the peacekeepers are pretty thinly spread out. You see them doing patrols in Goma, armored personnel carriers and tanks parked at strategic intersections, but you really don't see them out in the countryside. I spent, 5 hours today driving around, and I didn't see a single UN peacekeeper.
So what does this mean for this? It sounds like you're describing a tenuous break, at least in the hostilities. What does it mean for the near future?
Well, I think we're going to see a period of relative calm. It may be interrupted by the sporadic firefight. The ceasefire is still shaky, but both sides seem committed to some type of political settlement, and there's a lot of pressure on them to stop fighting and to come to the negotiating table. Today, the rebels have agreed to pull out of some areas to allow humanitarian workers into them, and that's part of what we've been seeing for the last couple weeks, where the rebels are going on this PR offensive, and they're trying to look like the good guys. The Congolese government, meanwhile, has looked pretty bad in all this. Not only are its troops inept, but they've plundered, they've raped, they've killed civilians. I've done stories about victims of their rampages as they were retreating from Goma. So I think we're going to see an uneasy calm for the next period. But the problem is a lot of these areas are very poorly governed. And if the rebels pull out of an area and the government pulls back as instructed by the peacekeepers, nobody's going to be in control. And that's what I was seeing today. And the people are kind of confused about whether to go back home or not. It's still really messy here, but the heavy fighting has stopped for now.
New York Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman reporting on the ground in Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. NPR's Day to Day continues.